It's been more than 2 weeks since Hurricane Sandy hit, and devastated communities in New York and New Jersey are slowly rebuilding. Gas rationing ended in New Jersey this morning because supplies are back to normal. But as of Sunday, more than 165,000 customers remained without electricity in the region, forcing survivors to go without heat, light, or hot water. Businesses in the Rockaways and Coney Island remain closed, and as FSRN's Matthew Petrillo reports, Occupy Sandy continues to offer relief where FEMA and other agencies have fallen short.
Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Jen. Just remind me, does anyone in this group have a vehicle? Oh, wonderful. We have one, two, three. So that's three vehicles in this group.
At Jacoby Lutheran Church in Brooklyn, about a dozen people attend an Occupy Sandy orientation. The church has transformed into Occupy Sandy headquarters, and the orientation is mandatory in order to volunteer.
So why don't you take your team and head out to the front and check in with the dispatch group out there. Where's my other vehicle? There's two people in your vehicle, so how many more can you fit in that?
The church's basement is stockpiled with everything from diapers and baby formula to clothing and extension cords. Occupy Sandy members are in constant communication with communities in Rockaway, Staten Island, and Coney Island, three hard-hit areas in New York where some neighborhoods still lack power.
The game completely just changed.
Rachel Schrogas did aid work during Hurricane Katrina before joining Occupy Wall Street. She's now an organizer with Occupy Sandy.
We have tons of people coming in wanting to help in the face of a crisis. A very different group of people and a much larger group of people than people who wanted to protest a structural problem. But they're both reactions to disasters.
One of the volunteers helping with relief work is Mary Fitzgerald of the New York State Nurses Association. She says city agencies have to do a better job in reaching storm-affected residents.
There's no electricity, so they can't get their medications from the pharmacies. What we do need is, access to medications and pharmacies for people to get, their medicine.
Fitzgerald and her team plan to go door-to-door in Rockaway, providing any medical relief to seniors and others with health problems. Other volunteers pack up bags of clothes and hot meals and get ready to depart for the Rockaways.
Cool. This is all right. All right, let's see.
The 20-mile trip should take about 30 minutes, but traffic from dozens of dump trucks and hundreds of other relief vehicles squeezing onto one of two bridges makes the journey 2 hours long. 2 weeks after the storm, the remnants of Sandy's destructive path are everywhere. Businesses are boarded up. Almost all traffic lights are out. Sand and dirt are caked on top of cars and roads. At night, some streets are lit up with flood lamps. But in many areas, there's no electricity other than some generators. Residents like Carlos Morano wait with their phones outside as they charge up using a generator.
Without light, by 6 o'clock, it's dark all in here. I mean, you crimple. You crumple. You even you cover with blankets, but even you under double blankets, you feel crumple. It's really cold inside.
Occupy Sandy volunteer Chris Bodwin starts unloading supplies in front of an apartment complex. Residents begin walking from all directions towards the truck with big smiles of relief.
But these are for everyone to share, right?
Yeah, no.
This is the first hot meal that Quintasha Bolden and her five kids have eaten in 8 days. She says they all sleep in the same room for heat.
Like, they tell us not to put our oven on because that's very dangerous, the carbon monoxide, but it'd be so cold.
Temperatures have been in the 30s at night. The apartment building superintendent, Dan Rivera, says if the storm didn't drive people away, the cold did.
And the thing is that, people, they don't want to stay here overnight because they get cold, and that's why most of the time they leave.
More than a dozen people, including Pam Simmons, stop to collect warm clothes and eat mashed potatoes, sausage and peppers, and apple pie.
Well, we don't have no power, but we have, people power. That's people what we power.
Simmons says they were told they'd get power by Thanksgiving, but until then, she and her community are forced to shower in cold water. The trains are still down here, and the buses barely run. So she says they sometimes must walk for miles to get to the closest store and hope that it's opened. But she says the storm has strengthened the community, something she saw on Election Day when, despite the challenges, residents came together to vote.
This is absolutely brung us together. I have never in my life seen so many people to vote. Oh, my God. To vote. Oh, my God. I didn't even know it was so many people in the Rockaways that was registered to vote.
While Simmons is hopeful, others like Carlos Morano are frustrated about the lack of progress in the recovery.
And we have no power nowhere, and it's cold, no heat. We would like to have, power so we can, reestablish our lives.
While the city's response initially received praise, as Mayor Michael Bloomberg frequently held press conferences during the onset of the storm to update the city on its progress, many say restoring power has taken too long and blame both the city and the utility companies. Over the weekend, several hundred protested outside the offices of Long Island Power Authority. As of Monday, about 29,000 people in Rockaway Peninsula were still without electricity. But the utility said 99% of these customers should have power restored by Tuesday evening.
Are you guys all together?
Yes. Okay.
Back at Occupy Sandy headquarters in Brooklyn, coordinator Rachel Schrogas is helping to direct people and supplies into vehicles. Noting the outpouring of volunteers and support, she says it's now important to keep the momentum behind Occupy Sandy going.
But so how do we frame people's first experience as a volunteer? So that they understand that the work isn't going to be over when everyone has hot food and the work's not going to be over when everyone has heat and electricity again.
As storm-affected residents continue to cope with the slow recovery, Schrogas says Occupy will provide relief efforts for as long as it's needed. She adds that Occupy's next goal should be making global warming a more prominent national issue. Matthew Petrillo, FSRN, New York.